This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Labor Day is a federal holiday, which means letter carriers get the day off. But even though post offices are closed, a battle continues for how the United States Postal Service will make money. Last year, it ran a $16 billion deficit. One suggestion is to raise the price of postage, not just for first-class stamps, but for other classes too, packages and periodicals. But as Kate Davidson explains, it's not popular with Americans who send mail by any class.
Let's be clear which classes we're talking about.
There's first class, there's the periodicals class, there's standard class, and there's packages.
Rita Cohen is with the Association of Magazine Media, that's periodicals class. She says periodicals already spend several billion dollars a year on postage, and they're worried the Postal Service might soon request an emergency rate increase beyond the rate of inflation, which normally caps rate hikes. That could add millions of dollars to mailing costs.
All classes would be affected, and we have banded together with the other classes in a group called the Affordable Mail Alliance.
Hamilton Davison is president of the American Catalog Mailers Association, which is part of the alliance. He says the classes don't always see eye to eye. For example, standard class catalogers like him don't care if the Postal Service only delivers 5 days a week to cut costs. But on this issue, they agree.
So we feel that the root cause issue of too much cost has to be addressed first before we consider taking steps that will ultimately degrade the long-term viability of the Postal Service and the mail system itself by raising prices.
By law, the Postal Service can ask for a rate increase if there's what's called an exigency, an extraordinary circumstance like 9/11. So do the Postal Service's multi-billion dollar losses qualify now? John Waller worked with the Postal Regulatory Commission when it denied the last such request in 2010.
Under the law, people could argue both ways on whether an exigent exists or not. They clearly need the money. They'll run out of cash at some point.
The Postal Service's Board of Governors is expected to discuss pricing on Thursday. But most people say the real structural fixes on costs like prepayments for retiree health care have to come from Congress. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.